We kick off hour number three. Now here's a musician we can get behind.
Amen to that.
Mm-hmm. Keep this thing Tennessee through and through.
Yeah, she's from Virginia. But she moved here when she was like three. So she's a Tennessee.
Okay.
You know, Dollywood is named after her.
Really?
Yeah. They did it because it sounds like Hollywood.
I just thought it was...
In India, it's Bollywood.
Really?
That's what they're...
They're big.
Yeah. Mm. Like they're Indian movies and stuff.
Yeah.
You ever seen some Indian movies?
They're all like music scenes kind of cut in throughout. Like they'll just have music numbers.
I've seen a couple of like their war movies. You talk about outside the box thinking... It is unbelievable.
There was a clip going around. I don't know if you guys saw this. It was they're basically saying, I don't know what movie this is, but I need to see it. And it actually I came across it on Netflix. I can't pronounce it, but it was a scene where they were using trees as like a catapult to then form guys into a circle as like a ball
in the
and
air.
They shoot them over the wall
and they spin and land. Hmm. And they had these big what was that? They had two big rocks in a catapult, and they were tied to like this blanket. The blanket was like 200 yards by 500 yards.
Okay.
And so they launched over the castle wall this big blanket, and it just landed on everybody when they stormed the castle. So everyone's under a blanket, and then they just killed them.
Huh.
I was like, where do you come up with this stuff?
It's pretty incredible.
And like the launching the guys off the tree, like, have you seen
that movie? Basically won like in
Beverly Hills Ninja,
the India Oscar.
Yeah. It's like very popular.
Huh?
Have you seen Beverly Hills Ninja with Chris Farley? And him and Chris,
I think so.
Chris Rock, they launched themselves into that factory off the palm tree.
Yeah.
It's like that, but that was obviously a joke. This movie, very serious. This is a war strategy in India.
Hmm.
I would highly recommend that scene. It's like 4 minutes, and my brain was on fire the whole time. I was like, how do people think of this stuff?
I feel like with our Air Force, we could drop a massive net over an army or something, blanket.
It was a big black blanket.
Hmm. Just covered
see.
Them up.
Yeah.
Oh, it just...
It's wild. I mean, I'll find it for you.
Baahubali.
Baahubali?
Baahubali. The beginning.
That was the beginning. Gotcha. That makes sense.
Yeah, they've had a couple of them.
They had to have some sequels after that bad boy.
Made them too much money.
It's like Die Hard in India. I'm all in. Maybe that could be our... You know what? You were talking about traditions in Neyland.
Yeah.
You know what I want to do?
What's that?
Those orange flares that they have at soccer games. Oh, that'd be awesome. Well, like half the stadium just boom, fires a flare.
You've been on this ever since they tried to
name the student section, and one of them was the fog or something, wasn't it?
Was it fog or smoke? How was it?
Because, you know, Smoky Mountains, and I was like, how awesome would it be if we lit orange flares and the stadium filled with smoke and the student
orange
section
fog, was that it?
Yeah, and the students, you know, student section was like the orange fog. Oh, it'd be bad. That was money. And then they just were like, well, after an extensive search, we're going to continue to call them the Rocky Top Rowdies, which is just awful.
There was like the general's quarters.
Should be called general's the quarters. Smoggy Smoke.
Smoggy Smoke. That would actually have been pretty good. But there ain't none.
Do you guys want to take a guess at what the second Baahubali
is
there's called?
No smog.
The first one was the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
The end?
The conclusion.
That was close. That was close. Big words. The beginning and the conclusion.
It'd have to be clean smoke, Billy. Not smoggy smoke.
Because there ain't no smoggy smoke on Rocky Top.
It sounded good.
But there's fog. Because of Smoky Mountains.
Yeah,
not
both,
smoke, actually.
They're both on Netflix, in case you...
Thank you
for
having a different conversation with the three of us while we have a different conversation amongst ourselves.
I told you, Dollywood gets multiple calls a year.
You can't get this content anywhere
with
else,
with out-of-town tourists
that
ask the question... When do they turn the smoke on in the mountains? When's the best time? When do they turn it on? When's the best time to see the smoke?
It's a great question.
It's
like, I believe what you're looking for is prayer. Like... You could ask God for the best.
That hurts my brain that people are so dumb. Don't we run pipes under there and just, all right, 4 p.m., fire it up, Ted. Look at those Smoky Mountains. Good gravy. That hurts me. Like, I have a headache now.
I know.
Tourism's so great, we just make up jobs like that.
You know, 407 is the second most exited exit in the country.
Yeah.
I can see that. I mean,
what's the most popular park?
Las Vegas.
Well, the Smoky Mountains National Park is the most visited park.
It's free, too. You know, a lot of them you got to pay to get.
It's true. Also, you got I-75, I-40 meeting in Knoxville.
Yep, it's perfect. That's why we have so many restaurants.
Was it called Silver Dollar City before it became Dollywood?
Yes. Yeah. Well, it was at one point.
The one in Missouri that's the exact same thing is Silver Dollar City. Mm. And then there was, I don't know if they still call it this, and I'm not trying to offend anybody, but the Dixie Stampede, they had one in Silver Dollar City. I think they might have had one in Myrtle Beach, too.
No, it's still running. They just call it the Stampede, right?
I don't know. That's what I didn't know. Is it just the Stampede?
They call it Dolly Stampede, I think. You know, maybe. They dropped the Dixie.
Yeah, it was Silver Dollar City from 1977 to 1985.
Cut the check.
And then she just...
It was Gold Rush before that.
I knew it had some other name, yeah.
And then they just said, hey, can we put your name on this? And she gets, what, like a
10%? And then Rebel Railroad.
Apparently that's what they did with Kid Rock. And his new honky tonk in Nashville, some guy owns it. Apparently, he owns like 60% of the bars in Nashville. And he just said, hey, can we put your name on a new honky tonk and give you 10%? Kid Rock just said, sure. Pretty good gig if you can get it, right?
I mean, if it works for everybody, why not?
How about Houston's honky tonk? Just saying. It might not be specific. Like Kid Rock, you kind of know who that is. Houston, it's very confusing. Cress's Cafe.
There you go. Well, the K.
You know, there's a Crest building in almost every city in the world.
Why is that again?
I don't know.
I've seen the pictures. People send them to us. They're like, hey, Houston, here's your building.
Yeah, everyone's always, I get DMs all the time from people who haven't seen it. They're like, is your family, like, really rich? There's a Crest building in every old downtown. I'm like, yeah. If it is, I don't know. Maybe one day I'll get a letter.
Yeah, I bet you'll
from
get,
overseas,
you'll
right?
get an email from a Nigerian.
I told you. I think I did that on air last year when I got that.
You did?
Never followed up. Probably should have.
No, I think after your bicycle incident with the guy and the when you gave him the ride to the store.
Oh, and I won the tournament that weekend? Yeah. Karma.
Yeah, maybe you should wire that Nigerian prince some money to wire you
did
more
I don't,
money back.
You know, I'll be honest. I don't know if I told you guys the full part of that story. What all did I tell you I did?
How did
when
you
I,
not tell us the full story?
Because it was embarrassing.
Did you lose more money on that end, too, like you did with the guy who you gave a ride?
That's exactly what we're talking about.
Turn your mic off, Davey.
Thanks
Good
for paying attention.
Lord, yep. That's what we're,
Lord have mercy, Davey.
It's not just that I just brought that up.
I'm in the middle.
About that for 2 minutes.
I'm in the middle of that story. Mm. And you're like, oh, that. Oh, my gosh.
Anyway.
So I told you I took him to the gas station.
Right.
And what did I tell you I bought him?
I don't know. Like a couple things. Cigarettes and a drink or something. What do you need? Food? Tire? Something?
Yeah, I took him to one gas station to get a tire. I go there. There's nobody there. I wonder if he was going to rob me. I don't know. It was really weird. So then we go into...
I can't even rob this guy. So
we go into a different gas station, and he grabs like a bag of chips and a drink.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right. And he's like, yeah, I got to get some cigarettes too. I was like, okay, whatever. He grabs a pack of rolling papers and the biggest tub of tobacco that they had.
Really?
Yeah.
How much did you...
I think what I say, I gave him $40, and then I bought him like $23 worth of stuff.
Why does he even need this? Like,
then he said, can I leave my bike on your porch? And I said, yes. And it was there for a week, and then I put it in the street.
What happened? The trash
it just disappeared. And I tell you, I dropped him off at his house, and he just ran around the backside and disappeared. I don't think he went in.
Yeah, with the van, with the flat tire? Was that at that house, or was that out in the street?
Was a van out front that had a flat tire.
So he cased this house.
Oh.
Used it as the excuse.
I hadn't thought about that. Yeah, it could be.
So that when you dropped him off, there would at least be a van with a flat tire there.
Smart. It was jacked up and everything. Like, somebody was working on it. He probably stole their bike.
He did.
And then used their story. I've done that a couple times. Help somebody, give him a ride. It's always worked out for me.
This guy could get a job and make money for a company with all this effort.
Look at this. I have a coal company, too. Crest Coal Haulers. Oh. Higher productivity. Shouts out to me. Look at that vehicle.
I mean, it kind of looks like you could build that into a remote control snowplow, maybe.
You realize that's like 150 feet long, right?
No, I don't.
That's the cab, this little tiny thing here.
I can't see that from
here. That's a person in there.
Holy moly.
That's a big old...
No, I thought that was like an oversized four-wheeler.
I should...
From this distance.
I should pull the There Will Be Blood thing and just show up to this guy and be like, I'm your long-lost cousin. I knew your dad.
Houston Crest, here's my birth certificate.
Oh, Chris, yeah, you are a family. Huh? How about that? Kretz.
He's going to ask you questions, though. You better do a bunch of research.
That's what that guy did until he got drunk.
Yeah.
And then William, he figured it out. Mm-hmm. How did he kill him in that movie? Do you remember? He drowned him? No, he shot him and then buried him.
Yeah.
Sad.
Yeah.
Which movie?
There Will Be Blood. Thanks for paying attention.
I hadn't seen it.
I thought he beat him to death with a bowling pin.
No, that's the other guy. That's how he killed Eli Boy.
Yeah, after he
drained it.
After he drank his milkshake.
I drink it up. Love that movie. I need sound drops from that movie. That movie has a lot of really good sound drops.
I found the quote that got me distracted that I was wanting to read whenever you were talking about the Nigerian prince, so I'll just go ahead and read that. You know what, Toby? When the son of the deposed king of Nigeria emails you directly asking for help, you help. His father ran the freaking country, okay?
Good point by him.
Yeah. It's good. The Office. I got it. I mean, you said Toby. That made it a little easier. But
it's true.
Yeah.
It did make it easier.
That's why I quit listening. I was trying to find that.
Yeah, that's why.
Makes a lot of sense. We'll come back hour three. I mean, you don't get this.
What the hell are we doing?
Sports talk anywhere else.
It's Optimism Tuesday.
Welcome back in Truly Hard Seltzer Studios.
Kids these days.
This segment brought to you by MyBookie, the official sports book of Fan Run Radio. How about that Monday Nighter last night? I fell asleep, but
poor Lions.
Apparently, the Lions got absolutely hosed. 23-22, Packers over the Lions.
What happened in NFL Eliminator this past week? Are all three of you still in?
We both won. No, he.
Oh, Billy's out.
Billy's out.
Up top.
Billy and you both lost week one.
Thanks, Nate. I know.
I still have round one going. I know it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, it doesn't mean anything. You already won.
People are paying attention to my picks. They're winning money.
I wonder if you can make it the whole way.
That'd be something. Especially because the first couple weeks he had to pick what was left sometimes.
He can't because he eventually have to pick Miami.
Why? It's not 32 games in a season.
That's true.
Take a lap.
Davey had the Pats on Thursday Night Football last week. That was an easy win. I had the...
It was. They did not play well.
Yeah.
Did Brady have three picks or two? Two and a fumble, I think.
He had no passing touchdowns. That was weird. He had two
rushing.
But
two rushing touchdowns.
Yeah, and they had two defensive touchdowns, or defense and special teams, something like that.
Yeah, well, they kind of blocked the punt. Mm-hmm. They blocked the guy back into it, and the punter hit it into the back of his head. That's tough.
I had the Ravens this past week. I used the Patriots the first week of this one, so we're still going. So I have those picks coming up on Thursday. Yeah, good game Monday Night Football last night, at least. The Lions got out to pretty good lead.
Pretty good lead.
You could feel the Packers coming, and the Lions kept settling for field goals. I mean, hell, they barely scored the touchdown. Did you see Kerryon Johnson get just destroyed on fourth and goal, and one ref ran in marking him down short, and one ref ran in signaling touchdown?
Love it when that happens.
Yeah.
Get on the same page, fellas.
They called it a touchdown, and it's a good thing too, because I don't think on review, like, you could not tell. Like, he probably got in, but you couldn't see the football because it's just
so they talked and said, we're gonna go ahead and rule it a touchdown.
Yeah. And then when they, you know, in the review, they couldn't change it. I mean, it looked like he probably got in. I have a proposal on this. Tell me what you think. They always say, well, it's
microchip the ball.
It's not clear and over. It's not clear and obvious. I'm not about any call, though. It's not clear and obvious. We'll stay with the call on the field. To me, that's a very dumb principle, especially in the NFL, where the cameras, they have a ton of cameras at every game.
You're saying use context clues?
I'm saying if it goes to review, I mean, you already have to throw the flag and risk something to get it reviewed, unless it's a scoring player turnover. You're risking something. Like, who cares what the call is on the field? If it goes to review, let the review official make the best call that they think. And if you literally can't call it at all, then you can stick with the call on the field. If there's just, like, no evidence.
Isn't that what they do? Didn't you just talk yourself into the rule?
No, right now.
It exists already?
Right now, if it's close, they go with the call on the field. If it's close and you can see it, I want them to guess. If it's a foot coming down out of bounds in super slow, zoomed-in NBC see-it mode, and the video guy's like, I think he's in bounds, but it's really hard to tell. So I'm going to stay with the call the official made with this guy running 20 miles an hour when he had to look at his hands catching it and his feet. Like, it's the dumbest. We are so stupid as a society sometimes.
Most of the time.
Like, which...
It's also the NFL.
Like, which is a better... Like, which is better evidence? If you got convicted of murder, would you rather them go with what the guy saw live in real time or what was on video camera, you know, if you're innocent? If you know you're innocent...
I would never murder someone.
Okay. Pick a crime. So if you know you're innocent, let's say there's a traffic camera.
That reminds me, I got to pay my speeding ticket.
Let's say there's a traffic camera, and you fly through that thing as it goes yellow-red, and an officer pulls you over and says, I'm pretty sure, I don't know, it was a tough call, I didn't have a great angle, but I'm pretty sure you ran that red light.
Yeah, go to the camera.
Would you? Right?
Yeah.
It's moronic. Not to mention, over the weekend,
best
I'm watching NFL football, and you know, it probably wouldn't help, because I'm watching NFL football, and they go to review a few times, and the video officials can't even get the calls right. Like, when every broadcaster agrees that it should go one way, and their little, like, NFL former officials expert, they're all like, yeah, this is definitely going to be overturned to a catch. Definitely. And they come back and they're like, nope, play stands.
Who was my guy that was wrong every time, and they finally,
oh,
Mike
man.
Casey?
That one, his name is close.
Carey.
Carey, Mike Carey. Poor fella.
He was a good official.
Nice mustache.
He did have a nice mustache. He had very... dainty hand motions, though.
Who did the Browns lose to?
When?
The Seahawks.
The Browns and Seahawks game was the one I was watching. Remember the end?
Oh, yeah.
Remember the goal line situation? Okay, well, first of all, there was this goal line situation. And on fourth down, the Seahawks committed a penalty. I can't remember what it was. I guess they lined up in the neutral zone or something. Wrong. The Browns tried to throw the quick bubble screen thing to the bunch, to Odell. He catches it. He gets spun as he reaches for the end zone, loses the football into the end zone. A Browns player recovers it. Normally that's a touchdown, but not on fourth down and not under 2 minutes, because you can't fumble forward in those situations.
Yeah.
It was fourth down. So normally in this situation, they'd bring the ball back to where he fumbled it, give the Seahawks the ball. However, the Seahawks had like lined up wrong. So, the Browns got another try at it on fourth down again, half the distance to the goal. Now they're like inside the one. But Freddie Kitchens is like, wait a minute. My guys in the replay booth are telling me that Odell, when he spun, broke the plane with the football before he fumbled it. So, I'm going to just challenge this and take my touchdown now. I don't want to have to run another fourth down and maybe lose. Which people are giving Kitchens grief because he decided to challenge really late, right as Baker was snapping the football and handing it off to Chubb, who would have scored. But Kitchens is still right. Like, he's still going to get the touchdown, not have to risk that. They go to review. Both broadcasters are like, well, it's tough to see from this angle and this angle, but if we splice this angle with the ball here, and we know that he has the football until he hits the guy's legs, and then we splice in this down-the-line shot, it's obvious he broke the plane. It should be a touchdown. The little guru expert says the same thing.
But they won't do that.
And the dude comes out, and he's like,
play
ball
stands.
In the field stands.
Yeah, I hate that.
It's stupid. It was clear and obvious. And then,
you had to have a brain. You couldn't, you know what I'm saying? Like, you couldn't just see it and say 100%. You have to use, like I was saying earlier, context clues. Like, it's blocked here, but based on this spin and this angle, the ball crosses the plane.
It's not even like.
But I mean, you could see it in this case.
They
though,
keep making
deductive
other
reasoning.
Things happen to where it's more difficult. This happened in the Titans
game
2 weeks
ago.
Let me
finish this story,
okay,
and then you come back
ahead.
To that one. Later in the game, DK Metcalf. Catches the ball. It's like key third down. Like if Seahawks get a first down, they're basically going to win. Like it's over. Like the Browns don't have enough timeouts or whatever. He catches the ball on third down, catches it like with his hands, and then as he's falling out of bounds, he lands and the ball just pops loose like crazy. It's obviously incomplete. Well, they blow the call it a catch, and there's like 2:08 left in the game, but the Browns
are
out of timeouts.
So it doesn't go to automatic review.
Doesn't go to automatic review, and Kitchens can't challenge. He's out. And these guys miss it on the field. There was another review that went against the Seahawks. So I know it wasn't, I mean, obviously I don't want the Browns
wasn't,
in anyway.
Yeah, it wasn't biased.
It was
though.
Just the video crew in that game was just awful. And the on-field crew wasn't much better.
They had to review a play for a touchdown. I believe this was the Buffalo game.
I was going
to
say it wasn't this last one.
No,
the Titans didn't score.
But
shut up.
Mariota, they called it a touchdown on the field. He dove for the pylon.
Yeah.
And he gets it. But when they go back and review it, he was touched before. His knees are not down, but he's touched before he actually breaks the plane.
Okay.
They say since he's a quarterback, he's giving himself up, so where he is touched, he is down.
On a dive?
On a dive for the pylon.
That
they said
can't
it's
be
a
right.
new rule. It's a new rule. They said that it's trying to protect players from injuries, but he dives for the touchdown.
Okay, so the new rule is if you're out in the middle of the field and you're a quarterback and you're running and you just kind of give yourself up head first, then you're down. You don't have to be touched. But they then applied it to him diving in the end zone, which is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. So stupid.
I mean, that's bad.
Now, all this comes up because last night the Lions got completely screwed on two hands to the face calls where the hands weren't to the face. They were to the shoulder pad, right?
Yeah. It's to the point where Trey Flowers, the defensive end, is getting enough leverage to where he's pushing the offensive tackle back. And that way mm-hmm. it looks as though, since his momentum's putting him that way, the offensive lineman looks like he's holding his head back as if he's getting hit in the face.
So but he's just leaning his head back.
He's just leaning his head back, but it's clear that there is no contact to the face mask, to the neck.
And they can't review that?
Nope. They asked Flowers after game. He goes, I actually changed the position of my hand because it was to the chest initially. I was doing it all game. I didn't know that was a flag to the chest, so I changed it. And he called it on me again. I didn't think hands to the chest was a penalty.
It's not.
I thought hands to the face. But I had him right here in the chest. The second time I changed it, that's part of a move that I do. So, no, I don't think that was a penalty.
I feel like if you can review pass interference now, you should probably be able to review something like that. Or like a face mask or something. Like, did he actually grab the face mask or did he grab, you know, the front of his jersey or something?
They're weary to get into these judgment calls, but really when you look at it over the course of a game, I think, like, you get your challenges, and if you get both challenges right, you get another. But they should just continue as long as you're right, because some
right.
of these judgment
I agree with
calls—
that. If you get it right, you just always have one.
Yeah.
I think you should get two a game. But if you're right on one, you still have two.
Yeah.
If you miss two a game, you don't get to do it anymore. I get that. Like, let's not waste time to get the wrong call.
But it's crazy because these judgment calls, they're very evident when you're looking at the replay, but the fact that they still can't get them or they're hesitant to overturn.
I wouldn't say that's a judgment call. That's just the wrong call.
I would actually like them to see.
Well, it's a judgment call for the ref in the moment. You see what I'm saying? Like, I agree with you.
Well, I say a judgment call is like, does that qualify for pass interference or not? If I think the guy touched someone's face and he didn't, it's all a judgment. I'm just saying.
Yeah. He's talking about the official category in the rules. You're talking about more
the global
facts.
Yeah.
Well, they're already doing this for pass interference. Why not be able to challenge any, like, okay, I don't want to challenge that.
Like, holding is different.
I don't want to challenge that a guy held when they didn't call holding, but I don't know, maybe. Why can't you just challenge everything? If you only have two and you got to get them right to have more, sure, it might take up a lot of time early in the game if you got some moron that just challenges the first two plays and wants holding. But as soon as they're out, you're moving on and you can't challenge anymore.
I would like.
If an Alabama offensive lineman tackles, Aubrey Solomon on Saturday and it causes a hole where the guy goes 60 yards for a touchdown, it'd be nice to be able to, like, dude, he clearly held him. Throw the flag, bring it back. Or the opposite happens all the time, right? We got a guy barreling around the edge. Our left tackle, shoves him, and he falls in a way that looks like holding. And your quarterback throws a bomb for a touchdown, and he gets called back.
Yeah.
And you're like, man, can't, check
I mean,
it.
The coach just
holding's tough.
Yeah.
Holding's tough.
But, like, in that situation, the coach just has to be able to, like, this player exactly was held. Like, you just point to which one. Not just saying there was holding on the play, but it's like, hey, number 90 was clearly held on this play.
It's not any harder than what they're doing with pass interference right now.
No. It's not.
And I understand that the numbers aren't great as far as them overturning it and really, in my opinion, getting it right. I know they kind of did this to appease the Saints after that blown call in the NFC Championship.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, you would at least be addressing the obvious of, all right, there's probably something here. We at least need to look at it. And then once you use your two challenges, and if you get it wrong, too bad.
Yep. You got to be smart. I wish they blocked this in the back also that are missed, because that happens a lot. And it doesn't matter where it is on the field. But thinking back to that Georgia State game when Alante Taylor got blocked into who was that? Remember the touchdown around the left side? And that guy just absolutely shoves Taylor right in the back, and he got the concussion.
Nigel Warrior.
Was it Warrior? That's a play where if I'm Pruitt, I'm like, that is a blatant block in the back that sprung the touchdown. Call it. That's when I think you should be able to challenge. Holding is just tough. Because what's the old adage? You can call holding on every play if you want to.
Correct.
Don't want to get into that mess.
That's true.
But illegal blocks, crackbacks, pass interference.
They're not going to overturn it unless it was really, really obvious. So that'd be the only time you'd want to even try it, you know, on holding.
Yeah.
And you'd only – it's not like people are going to try it on a six-yard run. They're only going to try it on mega run, mega plays anyway.
Yeah, and those are the ones I think you definitely want to get right. Yeah,
or at least let them – and, like, Georgia Vol has a good idea. It's like, well, how about if the the tie always goes to the offense if replay can't clearly dispute it? My thing is – almost every situation in the NFL especially, and really in all of big-time college football, the video evidence is better evidence than a person trying to watch it at full speed, having to look at different things, when on video we can identify we're only looking for this one thing. You know, like, so I just would rather them look at the video and make their best guess, because that's going to be better than the dude's best guess in real time. That's just my take. Maybe I'm nuts. Maybe that's too new school or whatever, but... They established these replay rules back when video was not HD and grainy. I mean, when they did replay the very first time years ago, and then they went away from it, and then they brought it back.
Remember that when they had that little booth on the sideline?
Then they had the monitor. Now I'm talking about
Now it's just they put the headset on and talk to the guy in the booth.
It really should be better. This hard. I don't understand. I still don't understand how they're missing calls on when it's on video. Makes absolutely no sense. We'll come back. Stick with us right here. It's Hour 3, Optimism Tuesday edition of 3 and Out. Welcome back into the Truly Hard Seltzer Studios, Fan Run Radio. This segment brought to you by Robin Porter State Farm. Check her out. Can help you out with all your needs from an insurance standpoint.
Yes, she can.
Boat, especially. Car, home, umbrella, all that good stuff. It's Robin Porter State Farm, located at 4806 Washington Pike, right here in Knoxville.
I shopped around a lot, and Robin Porter gave me, in some cases, like 10 times the coverage for certain things, a fifth of the cost of what
That's
some
crazy.
People were quoting me at. Unbelievable. Yeah.
And
her and Chris McCurry.
And
just
I
taking
will,
care.
I will attend. Like you're not making that up.
No, I am not. Some stations
would do that.
Would just lie to you and say, "Oh yeah, no, not me. I wouldn't do that."
865-546.
I really do love the rosé, and I really do shop it along my hall, and I really am gonna probably switch all my insurance over to Robin Porter.
865-546-0668 is
love
the number.
To see it.
You do 865-546-0668.
Love
to see that bottom line at the end of the year. It's like, oh, you saved a couple grand.
Let's
take it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back to the Next Door Home Group hotline. We've got Rod. What's up, Rod?
Rod. Hey, look, you got a little pep in your step this morning.
Long time no talk.
We haven't heard your thoughts on the Mississippi State game or your Bama preview.
How are you doing this morning?
Good, Rod. Thank you. Thank you for asking.
Optimism Tuesday. We're great.
Well, I got on the wife here after the Braves got beat there, and that mess that we got into, that's going to be done with sports until basketball season started. But, fellas, they got me back into it on Saturday now.
Every time I think I'm out, they pull me back in.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right, Hootie. And, buddy, I hear the shoe's got a punishment coming for you.
Yeah, some dogs lost, and now I got to wear a shock collar. It's very very fitting. Yeah. Dogs misbehave, and I get electrocuted.
That's good.
Socks tweet that in. It's good.
You tell Billy now that if he wants some farm questions for me, I'll send him some questions about working on the farm there to ask you.
Don't sleep on my farm knowledge, Rod. Don't sleep on my farm knowledge.
I do need some more questions, Rod.
Come from a farming family.
Billy, I'm going to get some sent over there to you. Y'all give me the address, and I'll get it sent over there now. But, hey, do we know anything about Yossi yet?
No.
No.
Nothing on Uros Plovsic. Nothing.
Do we think it's going to come down to the last minute there like old Solomon?
Probably.
At this point, are we a week away from the first exhibition?
I thought it was the 30th.
Yeah, 2 weeks now, 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
I thought it was the
27th. No? Technically, that's when I'm supposed to be able to get back into sports now. But hey, I tell you, I've been talking I've been talking to my inside source over there, you know, Gary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's been pretty high on these young guys. He said they've looked pretty good. The one with all them names that's over there, he said he's been playing really well when he's been watching there, taking out the trash and stuff. He's saying he looked really good. He's getting pretty excited. I think it may be better than what people think over there, boys.
Talking about Cam Hua?
Yeah, I think that's the one. He said the one with all the names.
Josiah Jordan James.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We got a lot of guys with three names
over
there.
Yeah, a lot of names.
Yeah, we got, well, the one I'm most concerned about right now is Yoshi. We get him clear. He said that he's going to be vital. We have to have him. So we got to, I'm going to write a letter here to the NCAA this week, see if I can't help out a little bit. And then, Billy, I'm gonna bring something by for you for some questions for tomorrow about the farm. All right, buddy?
Sounds good. Hey, Rod, I do have a question.
Hang on, Rod.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Should I eat 6 pickled eggs or 3 raw eggs?
Well, no, I do 2 raw eggs every morning.
So that's
an easy answer for me. The one, sometimes, when I crack it, I get them real natural eggs here on the farm. They got a little blood spot in them. That's when you know it's going to be a good day. But do the eggs now. That keeps you good and healthy. That should be gamey. That should be one of your fitness tips of the day. Drink raw eggs.
There you
go. Morning.
Good point by you, Rod.
Raw eggs.
The rough
morning.
Spot in the middle? Is that like the pearl in the oyster, the little chicken embryo?
Something like that.
They say,
you get that little blood spot, you know it's going to be a good morning now.
And they say, too, if you get like 2 of the yolks.
It's a double yolk, yeah, that's like good luck.
Double yolk, yeah.
Will I get sick, Rod?
No, you'll be all right. You'll be all right now. It may get you a little queasy because you ain't used to it now. But then my stomach, I can eat anything now. My stomach's built up to about anything there is. So
like a goat.
The raw eggs ain't nothing for me. They make the grown man cry a little bit, though, if you ain't ever done it. You'll be all right, though, Billy. Hey, boys,
right,
I love you, and I'll talk to you automatically. I'm going to bring that back to you, Billy. Love you, boys. See you.
Love you, too, Rod.
Thanks for the call, Rod.
Did he sway you one way or the other?
I don't want to eat 6. So that's why I think I'm...
You're going to go 3 raw?
Yeah. That's am I allowed I to...
Sure. If you want to scramble them...
Shake and not stirred.
If you want to scramble them, you can do that.
Really? I thought you just want the...
It's still raw. It's the same.
That's fine with me. Whatever.
What do I got to do again?
I just want to get it.
I mean, like, I know my punishment, like, but we said we were going to discuss.
Big, though, like.
I'll bring you some Icy's.
Oh.
Or do you want to go get a smoothie or something?
Be careful with the okay sign there, Billy. Trouble.
I'm not.
I got to look that. I'll look that up for you. I'll check out the best way to get.
I'll go
brain freeze.
The smoothie beforehand.
What's the best way to get a brain freeze? I don't say eat something cold fast. Is there like our Icy's?
Yeah.
Ice cream?
Ice
sherbet?
Cream's too hard to eat fast. The nice thing about the smoothie is the ice isn't chunky. It can go down quick, so you just slurp it as fast as possible, and you're definitely going to brain freeze.
He only has to do this once.
An hour.
Oh, okay.
But it's going to be, you know, significant. Someone said make him funnel it so that like half an Icy into the funnel and it all has to go.
I mean, as long as he drinks fast enough, it doesn't really matter how it goes.
You have to
into
eat dry ice.
I think that would. Yeah, I think that would kill
me.
Yeah,
I don't know if it'd kill you.
It might. It literally might burn the inside so much that like it would give me third-degree burns that I would not be able to come back from.
Yeah, it's kind of tough to treat burns on the inside of your body.
It wouldn't kill him.
I think it probably would.
I don't think he'd die.
It's science.
Let's look that up during the break. Liquid nitrogen bodysuit.
I think just you need a slushy or icy that's so fine that and you know, like not it just goes down really smooth, really super fast.
Smooth.
Yeah. Smooth. Final segment, Optimism Tuesday edition of 3 and Out. Man, it's been a fun show.
We don't have a cow. We have a bull. You ever seen Kingpin?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Davey's not on camera, is he?
Good.
No.
Good. Just making sure. So a slushy, smoothie, Wendy's Frosty.
Maybe we just get a bunch of different things. I just put it out on the Twitter sphere. Hopefully somebody comes back. That's the best way to get a brain freeze. There was a really good challenge I saw online last night where you have to sit in an ice bath, like an ice bath, and answer trivia questions.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, you have to get 20 right before you get out. But apparently when you're that cold, and I've done an ice bath before, it's not fun. Your brain is just, it's like when you have the shock collar on. You're so nervous and scared that your brain ceases to. Do we need to have a little, what's my timer? How long do I have to answer the question? Is it 10 seconds? Is it less than that?
I think we didn't really have a time. We're just like, all right, you got to get an answer.
I think if you hesitated, then I just started giving you like a 10-second countdown.
Maybe we should have like a shot clock for my questions.
It's kind of like in Double Jeopardy.
I'll just count it off, like the official.
Yeah, that should be kind of funny. There's a couple questions that you'll have to think on it for a minute.
It's like a daily double. It's like, we need an answer. And then it's like, nope.
I'll give you 10 seconds. It's like you're shooting a free throw.
What is Kemhua?
10 seconds is plenty of time, right?
This is back-to-back people tweeting in saying a slushy from Sonic.
Okay. Sonic slushy.
What time do they open?
I don't know.
It's Sonic.
They do breakfast.
Yes, it is Sonic. Oh, they do breakfast. Yeah. Probably do slushy early.
There's a Wiggles right on
three
my way
people
here.
In a row said
there's
Sonic.
There's a Sonic right there.
Three people in a row now
I
have tweeted in. Luke,
way.
Pruitt. And
okay.
A host of volunteers all saying Sonic Slush.
It's right there.
Where is it?
It's across from Bearden Elementary.
There's a Sonic over there?
There's one in Fountain City. I can stop there.
Golly. Fountain City?
Things
that's
be
where
water
I come this way.
It'd be water by the time you got here.
It would be 7 minutes.
Don't try to do this again. I'm so sick of you trying to skirt the game.
Mm-hmm. If you want me to get it, I'm going to the Sonic
keep
in Fountain
it up.
City.
Keep it up, and I'm putting mustard and baked
the
beans and refried beans
Sonic.
In that bad boy.
Wait, no, that's the wrong one.
I'm coming from Halls.
It was 24 hours.
Halls has it.
That's what they say. Let me get the right one here. A lot of them are 24 hours.
George Ball says they have to be colder than ice cold to get a proper brain freeze. Someone,
oh, really?
So he says homemade ice cream straight out of the bucket.
Oh.
What about a frozen beer?
That's called ice.
So what?
We could give him salt water. Frozen salt water. Because it can get actually colder than freezing.
That'd be something.
How do you feel about salt water?
Like you're just putting salt in the water and then freezing it?
Do you not know?
I know, that's why they salt the
roads. Because then the water temp, the freezing temperature of salted water is lower than the freezing temp.
Yeah, I know, but it's usually slightly different than your average table salt.
These open at 6:30, so you'll just need to hit it right at 6:30. You can still make it.
What flavor do I want?
Yeah, you can look it up.
Okay, we don't need to go through the flavors. It's worse than cookout, having to decide what shake I want. They got like 9,000. I'm like, I don't know. They all look pretty good.
Cut the check.
That'd be pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. So you've got Sonic Shock Collar. We got Egg Boy over here.
Yeah, I gotta make sure that
he sent
collar's
us a,
nice and charged.
Yeah, get the collar ready. And he sent us, what kind of eggs do you want? You want like free range chicken eggs?
He said pasteurized. No, you don't want free range. He wants pasteurized eggs.
Oh, yeah.
So you're going raw? Mm-hmm. So I do not need to go on the hunt for pickled eggs.
No.
Yeah, just raw. Raw is good.
You want to do one pickled egg and two raw?
No.
Huh? I'll
do one and one.
No, it'd have to be two pickled eggs because it's six to count as one raw.
Maybe I'll go get a pickled egg and just try it
just
today,
to try
see
it.
If it's any good.
Don't
I won't tell him.
If it's delicious, don't tell him.
Man, these are amazing. What are you missing out?
Every day on the show, your snack now. As soon as we get on the show every day, you're in
you ever had
pickled
a,
eggs.
It was on the list last year. This might have been what replaced it. Pickled pig's feet. You ever had one?
Mm-mm.
Me neither.
I haven't. I mean, I know
I've
some people
things.
Like they like pickled eggs.
You do know people who like pickled eggs?
Yeah.
It's just six of them, though.
I think it's kind of like a...
It's a lot of eggs.
Everyone
livers
is saying
and gizzards
the Sonic
kind of thing.
What?
Livers and gizzards. Like, some people are not a fan of, like, chicken livers and gizzards, but then there are some people that really enjoy them.
Liver is a... It's a weird one.
So I kind of classify the pickled...
That's fair. No, that's good.
Pickled eggs
yeah,
in
that
category.
Makes sense. That makes sense. liver, it's depending on what the animal is, it can be tough. Not going to lie.
What were you going to say about the Sonic thing?
Everybody is saying a slush from Sonic. Chad Field Sweets In says a Route 44 Red Bull slushy from Sonic. Brain freeze and a Red Bull near-death experience.
There you go.
I got Red Bull? Oh, good.
I think that's the one to go with.
Is that the one you want, the Red Bull? That gets you your energy drink, right?
I might get two different flavors. That way I can...
That's fine.
It's going to be the same amount either way, what I drink.
I'm worried about keeping this cold enough.
Oh, somebody just tweeted me that...
Well, maybe we can use one of those Conky coolers.
Hang on.
Load it with ice.
George Vall says have a container of salty ice water to keep it super cold.
Salty ice water. Or maybe we should just make him drink the salty ice water.
It's not a taste problem.
But it's the coldest thing he can drink. I want him to...
I'm pretty sure...
I feel like the texture
I want
of
the
it
brain
as well.
Freeze. I'm what, pretty
the
sure the
texture?
Brain...
The
yeah, like a slushy.
Sonic.
What?
It's the fact that the ice is built in, is what he's saying. It's the reason you get the brain freeze.
Right, but if...
Like, you could only... Like, you can funnel a cold drink. You're not going to get the same brain freeze as when the ice is built into the, you know, beverage. That's the brilliance of it.
Austin Archer says, have him one bite a popsicle. I guess, so like, the end of the stick and just slide it off.
Oof. Yeah, that's rough.
Like a sherbet stick? Creamsicle? Maybe we could just get him a bunch of different stuff and have him
go. You want to bring different flavors of, like...
He could rate the brain
freeze
ice
cream
levels.
Products. I'm all for that.
Well, you go to Sonic.
I'll do that.
And you get one or two, either a big, enormous one, the Route 44.
We have a backup suggestion. We have a second for the Red Bull.
Yeah. Okay.
Route 44 Sonic Slush.
Text that to me.
Text what to you?
Name of it.
It's on the podcast. You can just go check it out.
Mm. It's the Route 44.
And Bear has a good point.
Red Bull Slush.
Extra wide straw.
Mm.
Or...
No, he just has to.
So it just like maybe dumps on
maybe
him too.
Maybe should get a funnel.
Drink I don't think he'll funnel. Get, I don't
say,
think he'll get a
save
lot
the
in that way.
The funnel's an extra wide straw, basically.
Yeah, easier to pour in.
Do you ask for an extra wide straw? Is that a
thing? There are places to go get one.
When you,
I know people.
Okay.
Like McDonald's, that was their whole secret back in the day. They got that bigger straw, so you drink faster and get.
But
another.
Now I don't understand why.
Which is weird.
Restaurants
really.
Don't go to the tiny straw.
I'm out on McDonald's
because free refills.
I know. That's what I agree with you. Mm-hmm. It's weird because I think it's free refills at McDonald's if you're in the building, right?
Yeah.
In fact, I think if you have a sweet tea, it's free refills forever. You just keep the cup.
So. I don't think so. There's signs in the last McDonald's I went into.
It's like Pilot. If you get a coffee, just walk in there and refill it anytime you want. Might have just given away the secret.
I don't think that's
if you buy a coffee at a Weigel's in the morning and have the same cup and go into a Pilot in later in the day, apparently it's supposed to be the same day, I believe.
Oh, okay. Okay. I was like,
but people skirt the system.
Well, there's signs in the last McDonald's I went to that said it must be a McDonald's cup that you purchased this visit. Because apparently people just were walking in with old McDonald's cups, filling up their drinks, walking back out.
Don't forget to bring the shot collar, Houston.
War Eagle says he has to have a brain first to freeze it. Boom! Ha! Optimism Tuesday.
Head freeze. What?
Nothing. Ice cream headache?
Yeah.
One in Stripes says a cigar holder to drink through. Not bad.
There you go. Should be fun. Exciting day tomorrow. Tune in. 7 o'clock.
Bzz, bzz, bzz.
Oh,
okay. Am I going on the 30s? Am I on the 30s tomorrow?
Sounds good.
Oh,
let's do it. The Blitz is next. Keep it locked in for more Fan Run Radio.